Lina, who are the Green Children of Woolpit?
Well, the Green Children of Woolpit, they go back 1,000 years, or very nearly 1,000 years, and this is one which those of our listeners like us who really like to check on chapter and verse and detail, as every good investigator should, will find this in the manuscript number, and I'll just say this a couple of times if I may, George, it's manuscript number 3875, and it's in the Harleian collection in the British Museum. It's in Latin, but I'll do my best to translate it, and this is the account that was written by William of Newburgh, and he was at Newbridge Priory, so he's one of the religious chroniclers. And this is what he said, and I said, and this manuscript still exists, so those of us who, you know, share our interest in investigating firsthand, I'll just read you a short extract, okay? Concerning the Green Children, it does not seem right or proper to leave out a miracle unknown for centuries, which is said to have happened in Anglia during Stephen's reign. Now, this was the reign of poor King Stephen, who spent his life fighting the Empress Matilda over who was going to be King or Queen of England. So there was a bad civil war going on at the time between Steve and Matilda. Now, this is what William of Newburgh goes on to say in his Latin. For a long time, I hesitated about recording it, although many people knew and spoke of it. There is no rational explanation for it. And he then goes on to say how the children arrived. There's an East Anglian village a few miles from the monastery of the Blessed Martyr King Edward. And this is the village of Woolpit. Close to this village, there are some ancient excavations, which in English are referred to as the Wolf Pits. From these, the village takes its name. Now, at harvest time, while the harvesters were busy in the fields collecting their crops, two children appeared. One boy, one girl, with completely green bodies. They were also wearing clothing of a strange color made from unusual material. As these children bewilderedly wandered through the fields, the harvesters caught them, took them to the village. Many people gathered to see the strange sight. It was a long time before they would eat anything, although it was clear that they were almost fainting from hunger. Food was offered to them in plenty, but they would touch none of it. It was discovered by accident, while some beans were being gathered in from the fields, that the children tried to eat the pith from inside the stalks. They cried with great sadness because they couldn't find any. However, one of the harvesters took the pith from the pod and gave it to them, and they ate this eagerly. And for some months they ate nothing except this. Gradually they got used to bread, and their colour slowly changed till it was like ours. And that's the story of how they appeared.